every business who has an internet presence has to think about reputation, which, I mean, today that's everybody, right? It's brick and mortar all the way to your digitally native brands, whatever.
Welcome to Learning Life.
And the thing that I've realized from the CEO to the NFL football player to the Jadener, we're our toughest critics and we're hardest on ourselves.
But you have to be willing to say and point out the things that need to be said.
The only way to grab somebody's attention is with a story.
Welcome to Learning Life with John Toda and another episode in our Vermont Local series. My guest today is Matt Murray. Matt is the founder and CEO of Wide Whale, where they're helping local businesses manage their online customer reviews. And before starting Wide Whale, Matt was a longtime executive heading up enterprise sales and solutions for Dealer.com right here in Burlington. He then went on to run enterprise sales for DealerTrack and Cox Automotive and served as the GM of Automotive for Podium. So Matt's seen what it's like as part of a team scaling up one of Vermont's most successful companies, and now he's experiencing building up his own successful business here in the Green Mountains. So there's a lot to learn from Matt. Matt Murray, welcome to Learning Life.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so I always like to find out if people are from Vermont or if they came here for one reason or another. I think you're local. Where are you from originally?
Essex Junction. We had a house in Colchester for a while, but moved to Essex right about, you know, middle school. But yeah, Vermonter through and through.
Very cool. And for you, getting started with your career, tell us a little bit about, obviously you've got interesting background. You were, I think, employee 100 at dealer.com. So you were there from the early stages. What got you into the business? Where'd you go to school? Did you go to UVM?
I did. I went to UVM before joining the Navy in 2000. And did that for 6 years. I was stationed in Florida, so I at least had some opportunity to live outside the state, which was a great experience. In retrospect, certainly made me appreciate Vermont. And then after the Navy, found my way back to Vermont, and Dealer.com was in its sort of scale-up mode. So that presented some opportunity for me, and I'm, you know, looking back, really glad that I took it.
And so as someone growing up in Vermont, and then you went to UVM and then obviously saw Florida and likely lots of other parts of the world as your time at the in the Navy, did you really want to get back to Vermont? Was that always your goal to get here, be part of one of the businesses in town, or were you looking to get out and to experience the world outside of Vermont?
Yeah, I mean, joining the Navy was about that itch. Right? Like what else is going on out there in the world? I think generally you need to gain some perspective outside the state to understand how great Vermont is, you know, and this is, we actually see this as a trend. Folks go to school, kind of start their careers outside the state, even as close as Boston, and say, wait a minute, you know, Vermont's fantastic. What a great place to live and raise a family. And folks try to find their way home.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's one of the things, obviously, that I'm excited to talk to you about, because I know it's something you're passionate about, is local businesses like yours and mine, creating opportunities and making it possible that there are jobs for the kids to stay here, the people who love being in Vermont to not have to leave. Is that one of the driving forces in a lot of the things that you're doing, is trying to create those opportunities so other local Vermonters can find those opportunities and not have to leave the state?
Absolutely. I mean, I look at UVM, for instance. I think the last time I checked, there's still something like 10,000 undergrads there. The idea that we have so many talented young people, you know, right here in the state, but we don't do a good job retaining them, it's kind of frustrating. Like there needs to be opportunity for folks to feel like they can progress in their careers and also have this great, this, you know, balance of work life. And Vermont has all of those things. It feels like sometimes, you know, finding a really great gainful employment that can advance your career can be challenging.
Right, right. And I think you're a great success story from that perspective, because you came up through Vermont, went to UVM, and then were able to find an employment opportunity, a great one with Dealer.com, that kind of scaled you up over the years into new opportunities. And now you created Wide Whale really with that idea that you could create a great business here, be able to scale it and employ talent. Tell us a little bit about Wide Whale, the genesis of it, and what the company does for local businesses.
Yeah, sure. So our vision is to help local businesses create trust with the communities that they serve. And, you know, we may talk about trust a little bit later, but this is a driving force behind what we do. And we've started down that path in reputation management for a couple of different reasons. One, people trust each other, right? Much more than they're going to trust an institution, let's say, or a business. So harnessing the voice of happy customers is extraordinarily important for local businesses. And second, really in the past 5 years, we've seen Google sort of show preferences to businesses or show preference to businesses who have great volume and frequency and quality in their reviews. And they're doing a really great job responding to those reviews online and sort of displaying that exceptional customer experience. All of that is earning them improved search engine ranking. So, you know, a background on Duo.com serving local car dealerships, we have this understanding that finding the technology and the people to accomplish these tasks is really difficult. Sometimes it doesn't fit in the P&L. So we wanted to create, you know, a scalable platform that kind of brings people and technology together to perform these tasks for these businesses.
And so I have to ask you, because I think responding to customer feedback and reviews like that, obviously we all know the value of it as consumers, because I guess we've been trained this way a little bit by Amazon that I don't buy anything without looking at the reviews. But as businesses, it's hard to motivate people on your team to actually want to do that and to stay with you long term in that role. And now you're doing it for lots of different companies. How are you finding the right people who want to do that, who love to do that? Because it's kind of a unique mix of talents to be the type of person who can respond to customer reviews, handle the feedback, and you're doing it at volume for lots of companies.
Yeah, you know what? We got really lucky with our very first hire, a young lady named Jane Garfinkel, who is a writer in her own right. Right? She was already blogging, and I know she's worked on a couple novels over the past few years. And we didn't necessarily know that we were looking for writers to fill this role. And Jane showed us that that was a really appropriate fit over time. And since then, we've had a lot of, you know, just young writers and content creators, maybe early career marketers, folks who understand the value of online engagement, not just in reviews, really, but also in social media. Like, businesses need to be visible out there engaging with their audiences. And we've just found this incredible team that's dedicated to doing this for thousands of businesses across the country.
Yeah, I just love that you say that, because I think in a way it's content marketing and it requires great writing, and you can't do it without being a writer. And so it is an interesting type of employee that you're looking for, a type of character, because they have to be empathetic to, you know, to some degree to understand what the feedback is, because I would imagine it's not always positive. And then they also need to be really talented writers to do it in the right way and to connect with customers and future customers. So how difficult is it for you guys dealing with negative reviews and when things are hurting a company's reputation? Is that the really challenging part of the role for you?
You know, challenging is one word. I would say oftentimes it's also the most rewarding. We're the early warning radar, right? We see that something is going on at one of our client businesses oftentimes before they do. And the value there, I mean, if you think about the business owner's perspective, there's a lot of emotion in that business that you own or run. And if we can be there first to sort of assess a situation and then provide great guidance on how to manage, you know, that engagement, because this is a public forum, you know, we're doing them a great favor. Otherwise, and you see this oftentimes, maybe a business owner or a general manager gets involved in an online discussion too early, right? Doesn't take a moment to think about it. Oh, maybe let that initial sort of defensive nature or that emotion fade away some. That's what we do. And 12 or 13% of all of our reviews are negative. So we've gotten really good at it, right? There's some formula there.
Yeah. And you touched on it before, this idea that you're also consulting with the business and helping them manage that, but then also see it as a leading indicator on something that might be becoming a bigger problem down the road for them, and really listening to those reviews. And is that, do you see that for kind of the future for Widewell? Is that part of your business model to say, okay, we don't want to just manage the online reputation, but we also feel like you guys might be the best company to consult and strategize with them on how to improve their overall reputation long term?
Absolutely. So there's a couple things that we do there. Number one, we do a lot of data classification. So we're tagging and adding information to reviews as they come through our system, which allows us to sort of break a business down and look at it and through a couple different lenses, right? Like, which department is maybe struggling most and dragging your overall reputation down? When we can identify that, then we can dig in deeper. We're also looking sort of at the macro picture. Like a lot of businesses come to us, you imagine those kind of, I don't know, 3.5, 3.8 star rating type businesses who say, I need help managing my reviews. And our response is often, you know, first step for you might be getting more reviews, right? Mm-hmm. So we have software that we deploy that's connected to a transaction record. Think of a point of sale or a CRM system that can automatically text customers post-transaction and ask them to go leave their feedback. Mm-hmm. Right? And there's sort of a truth in this type of survey work that the more people you can get to respond, the better your score is going to be. So let's take that business though as a 3.8 and make them a 4.5 over 6 months. Which is going to naturally improve that search engine ranking. And along the way, let's make sure we have this great operational process powered by the Wide Whale response team to make sure all these customers are acknowledged for leaving that positive feedback.
Right, right. Yeah, and I think you see more and more of it now too. And I guess the research probably shows that the moment that you're most likely to add feedback is right after the sale has been made or you experience the service in some way, right? It's not, you know, days later or weeks later.
Yeah, there's some funny little phenomenons in there. So we use SMS first, right post-transaction, as close to the transaction as we can. We want to get folks to look at the solicitation, you know, sending things to email. You know, it's a little antiquated. It's also not going to get the response rate you want. So first we go SMS, and then we know that the longer that you sort of delay the solicitation from the transaction, the content of the review itself will change. So if I, you know, if you ask a customer right after a transaction, we're talking the day of, maybe the next day, their comments will likely be about the business itself and the people that they interacted with, right? Like, oh, I love John. He was so supportive. Helped us find everything that we need. We'll definitely be back. If you wait a week, 2 weeks, what you start to see is a preference to talk about the product specifically. Like we serve a lot of car dealers. So if I waited a couple of weeks after the sale of a vehicle, that review is probably going to be more about the car and whether or not it fit what the customer was looking for. Whereas we could have gotten something that was more about the people and how great they are if we'd asked closer to the transaction.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. And for you, really, the more valuable review is the one that's about the people, the culture, the business, because that's the stuff that you can work with and make better.
Absolutely. I mean, we're again, back to building trust, right? People do business with those that they know, like, and trust. That's about people. That's not really about products. Like, people are going to buy whatever it is they want. Doing it somewhere where they feel comfortable and confident is extremely important.
And now I know that you mentioned car dealerships before, and obviously with your background, you know that industry really well. And they're one of the larger local businesses. You always have lots of car dealerships in your local space. But does this work for all businesses? Are you really focused on certain types of retail operations, or is there some definition of the type of business that can get the most value out of managing their customer reviews? And does it matter what size they are?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the blanket statement is every business who has an internet presence has to think about reputation, which, I mean, today that's everybody, right? Mm-hmm. It's brick and mortar all the way to your digitally native brands, whatever. However, unpack it a little bit. The more considered purchase generally leans even more heavily on reputation. So the car dealership, obviously, but think of home services, think of healthcare, even high dollar purchases, jewelry. Those folks, highly competitive businesses, but also because there's a lot of research involved, reputation is very important. But, you know, what does Wide Whale do? We serve multi-verticals. So we're also talking to the restaurant or the hotel, right, and supporting them. You can even see reputation deployed at casinos and resorts. In almost every vertical at this point, we have customers using Wide Whale services. We did start in auto. That was the no-brainer, right? We really fully understand the automotive customer. But yeah, it's been a blast kind of coming outside of auto and learning more about these different verticals.
Yeah, I love the story of how you're scaling it now. And so let's talk a little bit about the business and how you're growing it. I think a lot of the entrepreneurs that we speak to in Vermont, they've had to find creative ways to scale outside of this market if they really wanted to get to the levels that they were hoping for. How much of your business today is inside of Vermont versus nationally or globally even, and it just doesn't really matter because what you're dealing is all online?
Yeah, so we really didn't have a lot of Vermont customers. I almost feel bad saying that until the last, call it 8 months. We grew the whole business primarily outside the state. I guess we had one or two locations. We had the White River Subaru location pretty early on. But I mean, most of the time that I've spent in business and my staff and my wife's experience is all with businesses outside our state. And being able to come back, kind of look inside Vermont, we have felt to be something of a luxury that we've earned over the past kind of 8 months. You know, we came to Vermont businesses and said, look, why don't we give you a really great Vermonter kind of Vermont business deal? Ideally help some businesses recover some if they were damaged by COVID-19. We did some work with the Vermont Small Business Development Center to support some of the businesses that they consult with. That's just been a great experience.
Yeah, that's awesome to see. And I think it's always intriguing too, as far as a company that can do business anywhere and you can build up a successful business by really marketing your services to virtually anyone, but then to be able to kind of channel that back and do, even like you said, Vermonter deals, make it easier to work with you, help them during some of these tough times. So that's awesome to see. And I know one of the other things we're always asking people about is, where are you finding your talent? Obviously, you are looking for a unique type of person who loves customer service and dealing with, you know, everything that goes along with that, but they're also a talented writer. So there's that aspect too. Are you finding your talent right here locally, or are you also having to go outside of the Vermont market?
We have two team members outside the state, one who moved from Vermont to New Jersey. That's Jane. I was talking about her earlier. She relocated. And then we have a member of our sales team who's in Florida. But, you know, we found everybody else, every other member of Wide Whale right here at home. And I think a couple of reasons for that. We have fairly controlled growth. You know, we're growing at 100% annually, but that's manageable, right? So our team is now 36 people. You know, we're not looking to hire, let's say, 30, 50 or 100 people at a time. So how do we do it? Frankly, and this was something I learned from my days at dealer.com, was I believe very deeply in the power of the personal connection. So when we go to recruit, we talk about it at all hands meetings. We talk about the type of people we're looking for and what department. And our team generally is fantastic at sourcing those individuals who would be great candidates. Why is that important to me? When I was at dealer.com, obviously pre-acquisition, but there was this great group of folks who had all gone to Essex High School. And it sounds a little hokey, but the impact, you know, we're all probably within 3 or 4 years of each other, kind of knew each other. And the impact for me was I had this built-in support network of people that I could go to who would always go the extra mile. And I love that. And I think it's a very unique thing to Vermont because of the size of our population that, you know, that can even happen. And here we are building a Vermont business. I'm very open with my team. Like, look, if you have friends who are interested, I would love to talk to them if they fit the bill. That personal relationship really is going to be part of our success.
Yeah. No, that's awesome to hear too. And it's come up in a lot of our interviews too, where people say Vermont is different. It's because of the smaller population and who we are as Vermonters, that community is really important in keeping those connections. And you're a great story of that, of, you know, actually having other Essex High School alumni to work with. So really cool to see. And so I have to ask you, you saw what it's like to scale up a really big company, and it went through acquisitions and it was a great success all around. And now you're doing it and you guys are scaling up pretty quickly yourselves, and you're up to 35 employees, I think you said. So what is your future path for Wide Whale? Do you look at that and say, I want to shoot for the things that I saw dealer.com achieve, or do you want to stay on the smaller side and, like you said, control your growth a little bit more? What do you see for the future of Wide Whale?
Yeah, we raised some capital. We closed the seed round a couple of months ago. And in that process, in talking to investors, I was asked this question a lot. Like, how is Wide Whale going to grow? Who do you want to be? Answering that question is really difficult. What I can tell you is who we don't want to be. And funny enough, I learned some of these lessons even from dealer.com. We don't want to grow too fast. And that, you know, when I talk to some entrepreneurs, they sort of scoff at the idea that you might do anything to limit growth. But the negative impact of growing too fast can be so destructive. You know, it can kind of pull your culture apart. You have productivity issues. Your churn can go up. You start to lose some of that great reputation your business has out there on the street. So as we grow, we're trying to be really mindful of investing in all areas of the company, not just taking a big bag of cash and pouring it on sales and marketing. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel the same way about it. And I think, as I was telling you earlier, I recently went through an acquisition of my first company. And then when I talk about my new business with people and they ask me that same question, I'm like, I didn't even think of that. I'm just trying to, you know, build a good product, take care of customers, scale it up, you know, at our own pace. And then you take advantage of those opportunities when they come. But yeah, I think it's that culture issue is so important to all of us here, because I feel like you, I love hiring, you know, local Vermont employees. And a lot of them tend to be someone who went to Champlain College or UVM and decided that I would love to stay here for this quality of life if there was a career track for me. And
yeah,
you love those kind of people too, that they value the quality of life that you have here in Vermont. And sometimes that trumps, could we get a little bit more revenue? Could we scale faster in other ways? And so, yeah, I love what you're doing. I think it's cool that you're having so much success and you're able to do it right here and do it with Vermont employees. So for anyone listening, because as you know, we have listeners who are outside of the Vermont area and then certainly, you know, right here in our state, if they want to learn more about customer reputation, what it means, whether or not it's something that they should really be investing in and whether they're doing a good enough job of it, is there something that Widewell offers? Should they, you have a resource online or something where they could go and just learn more about it and you guys?
Absolutely. So widewell.com, that's WIDEWAIL. We've got a fantastic resource library. We've built up our blog over the course of 3 years on this topic, and folks can use our reputation grader if they just want to sort of take a look at where they are today and where we think they ought to be. We do oftentimes do just kind of audits, you know, so folks can just connect with our team and we can take a look at their current situation online and make some suggestions about how they might structure their online presence a little bit better. Yeah, you know, those resources are always there. We'd love to field any questions folks have. You can reach out to us at info@widewhale.com.
That's awesome. That's great. Because I do know, I think everybody knows that you're supposed to be doing a better job with reputation management. But for a lot of businesses, it's new. And like you said, we all have some type of an online business now, and you could be taking advantage of it. And so just to know that you guys have resources available at the website at widewhale.com for everybody listening, you can learn. I think sometimes do you get this with people that you want to do the reputation grader or an audit, but you're kind of afraid of the results you might get?
Sure. I mean, you don't know what you don't know, right? Until you start poking around. But this is very common. We get business owners who don't really know what to expect. They think they're doing a decent job, but they know they could be doing better. And part of our job is to just go through everything that exists online for them today and show them best practices, right? Show them what other businesses are doing that are competitive or maybe not competitive, right? To take some of that pressure off. We do a ton of education of that nature.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's so important. And for all of our listeners, it's something we should all be looking at as business owners or executives at companies. How can you do more with your online reputation? So, Matt, thank you so much, man. I love the story. I think it's so cool what you're building here. And thank you for taking time to come on the show.
Thanks for having me, John. Really appreciate it.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here each week. As you know, we have a new episode that comes out every week. So wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe, leave us comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. And until the next episode, happy learning. Hey everyone, John Toda here. I want to thank you for tuning into the show each week. We love our Learning Life community and are so grateful for your support. We'd appreciate it if you would take a minute to rate us and write a review for Learning Life wherever you're listening right now. Your ratings and comments help new people find the show so we can keep growing our community and bringing great interviews on the topics you care most about.